Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Graham Haynes, Assistant Superintendent and host for the Haywood County Schools Report. We took a quick break over spring break, but now we are back. And today we'll be covering an Arts in Education update to discuss all of the great things that have been happening in Haywood County Schools recently as far as arts education goes. And our special guest today is our Arts Education Director and Haywood County Schools Foundation Director, Miss Jenny Wood. Jenny, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for being with us. So, just to start us off, and I know there's been quite a few groups and schools and things like that that have done a lot of stuff with the arts lately. And I know we've got an art show coming up. And so I just wanted to know if you could run us through some of the great things that our kids and our schools have been doing as far as the arts.
Absolutely. We have some great programs in all of our schools, elementary through high school. And so I would love to do that. And I know I'm going to miss something, but I'll just hit a few highlights here and there. And actually, I'll start out with our All-County Chorus. That was our elementary All-County 4th and 5th graders. It was on February the 29th. We had a special clinician come in to do that, and it was awesome. We had great kids. They sound like, if you weren't watching them, you wouldn't know that they were elementary students. You would think that they were high school because they were so, so good. And the elementary music teachers select those students through an audition, and they get to spend a day with that clinician and work on technique and then do a performance. So that was on February 29th. We have 20 students who were recognized at the high school level for band honors. We have all district honors band, the jazz band, and then the Mars Hill University honors band. And those students participated in that in the fall. And along that same lines, across the region, all the band directors vote on who they would like to have conduct those honors bands. And it's usually one of the band directors in our region. And this year it was Mr. Bogan, Sam mm-hmm. Bogan, who is at Waynesville Middle School. And he conducted the all-district middle school honors band. So we're very proud of him, too. We have 20 kids and a great band director there that we want to definitely highlight. And he if you know him, he's awesome.
Yes,
anyway, he is great. So
yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so we were proud of them. And then today, actually, we have the North Carolina Symphony, who is coming to do an interactive performance with all of our fourth graders in the county. And so we are really excited about that. The kids get to come up on stage, and then the band members go down in the audience and work with our kids on different instruments and things that they may not be familiar with or instruments that they've never heard of. So the French horn is always a really big, and the tuba are always really, the kids love to get to see and hear those instruments for some reason. But they are at the community college today.
Yeah. That's awesome.
At 11:45 for all of our fourth graders, so I'm excited to run up there in just a little bit. Yeah, they love that. They love it. So, and then lastly, today what I have is just our art show. So our art teachers, elementary through high school, work all year long collecting different pieces of artwork from our students and then put together an awesome art show, and that's going to be on May 14th, 15th, and 16th this year, from 3:30 to 7, and it's up at the Haywood Conference Center, which is on Virginia Avenue beside Fulton Wood.
Yes, the old Hazelwood Elementary.
The old Hazelwood Elementary Library or Media Center. And so we encourage anybody and everybody to go to that art show, because we have some very talented students.
We do, at all grade levels. Yes. I went by last year, and I try to go by every year, but last year just sticks out. First one being an assistant superintendent and going in that role, but just to see all of that and all the kids' stuff they've done, really is amazing.
2D and 3D.
And you can go and pick, and I think there's like a best of show that you mm-hmm. pick as you go in.
So we'll do best in show, and then we'll do People's Choice.
Yes. Yeah, so that's always fun.
We'll recognize both of those.
And write
get your vote in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which one you think's the neatest piece of art, and you can vote on that.
It's amazing the artwork that they
It really
that they
is.
Do in our schools.
It really just, is. They
have
do
some
great
very
job.
Well-rounded kids. And then along the same lines, I just want to make sure I highlight that Quick Draw, which is a fundraiser, and it actually, all the funds come back to our art programs, either in grant, instructional grant, or through a scholarship. But that, the Quick Draw Committee and the Quick Draw fundraiser is just for our arts program. And so I definitely want to make sure that I throw a little advertising in there for them. It's going to be on June 15th at Law Ridge Country Club. And if you've never been to Quick Draw, it is a really neat event. The artists, local professional artists, do create a piece of artwork in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then they auction it off, and all the funds come back to the Haywood County Schools Arts Program.
It's very cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
And we have, in this area, we have a lot of talented professional artists.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, because you can walk around and watch them do it. Some of them will have a sign that says, don't talk to me because I'm concentrating. Others will want you to interact while they're doing
right.
it. But it is very, it's amazing to watch.
That's very cool. So, again, our arts programs are doing great. We've got successful students doing great things. We've got the art show coming up, which is in May. And what were those dates
May
again?
May 14th, 15th, and 16th, 3:30 to 7 at the Conference Center in Hazelwood. It's on Virginia Avenue right beside Fulton.
Correct. Yeah, and that's just drop-in. You just
mm-hmm.
come in whenever, so there's not a scheduled time. But the doors are open from 3:30 to 7. You can just pop in on those days and walk around and see.
Right, and parents will get a notification from their child's art teacher if they're going to have a piece of artwork there.
Perfect, that's always nice to know too.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the same side with that stuff, in a sense, we've got the Quick Draw coming up at Law Ridge Country Club June 15th, and so that is fundraiser. Watch people
mm-hmm.
create art in an hour, then they auction it off, and then all those proceeds come back to Haywood County
yes.
Schools, and in particular to the arts programs.
Yes, exactly.
That's
and
awesome.
If you want a ticket for that, you can call me and I will get you set up to get a ticket for that. I don't have any right now, but I know you can buy them online. Just Google WNC Quick Draw and you can get tickets there that way as well. And it starts, I believe, at 5:00.
Perfect.
5 to 6 is the art hour, and then the auction is after
auction
that.
Auction rolls in after that. Awesome. That sounds great. Well, Jenny, is there anything else you'd like to share about arts? Not that there's not enough happening already.
Oh, my gosh, we're always so busy.
From
just
all
so,
the
you
updates.
Know, I know. Just thanking our community for supporting our arts program and the school board and our district central office just for the continued support of the arts programs
Absolutely.
In our school. We have lots of students that are talented in those areas.
And it's very important.
Yes, it is.
You know, we want every kid to be successful at something, and arts, all kinds of them, gives a lot of students an outlet to do that, to
Absolutely.
Be successful
You're
and to
correct.
Express themselves,
yes.
and it's awesome.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being here, Jenny. We really appreciate it. And thank you all for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Have a wonderful day, Haywood County.